Go.
Yep. Hey, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order on January 9th, 2024 at 1900. If all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Hopefully, everybody had a good New Year's. Didn't hear any ruckuses or cops or excessive celebrations going on. So I don't know what goes down on the east side of Park, but maybe there was something down there. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on then to our first order of business is the designation appointments for 2024. Unless there's any changes to it, I look for a motion to approve resolution number 2024-01.
Make a motion to approve resolution number 2024-01.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2024-01. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Falzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on next to public comments. Anybody want to get their 3 minutes of fame? Come on up to the hot seat. All right, well, we'll go on and move. There's no public here, so we'll just move on to the agenda review. I don't know if there's any additions, deletions, subtractions. Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
Moved seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As always, I'll keep this as short and sweet as I can. First item of business is a storage shed. We have talked about this, I think, a year or two prior about the fire department purchasing a shed and putting it somewhere behind the fire hall. I talked with Jeremy and Jason earlier this afternoon to hopefully get that back in the motions of going. We have to check with Kurt for water lines, you know, electrical, you know, make sure we're good for watershed and stuff like that. We don't have too much non-permeable surface. But talking with Jeremy and Jason, we'll get together as the year goes on more towards springtime and hopefully look to get that finalized or in the process of being finalized. Moving on, new Christmas lights. So you've noticed that we, over the years, the fire department takes care of putting up and down the lights and maintaining them here in town. Lions Club plus other donations help fund new purchase of lights, maintaining them. Noticed in the last couple of years, we've had some lights that are in pretty bad disrepair. So I decided to get a hold of the company we get the lights from and basically look at a total overhaul of our Christmas light situation. And I got a quote from them to replace all those big incandescent ones, basically the ones that don't have any garland on it. Be looking to get rid of all those. And I think it's somewhere around 20 lights, 24 lights, something like that. I don't remember. But we're looking to replace all the big 5-6 foot incandescent Christmas lights with 4 foot garland wrapped LEDs. And they come with, it'll be a whole new light on a bracket, all brand new stainless steel hanging brackets for on the pole. All the mounting hardware and stuff is included, plus some extra bulbs. I know Jeremy maintains an account that has some money in it from donations over the years. And then I'm going to go to the Lions Club here on the 15th. and talked to them about kicking some money into it. I talked to the Lions board in December, and they had a recommendation that they're going to make to the Lions in general. And then after that, depending on where we sit money-wise, I'm looking to have everything bought and delivered here within the next month or two. And then as things get nicer, go and replace all the brackets and everything. And then come November of next year, we should have almost all new LED Christmas lights. And we'll make sure they're hung up higher so they're not in the way of garbage trucks or, you know, UPS vehicles, just so hopefully they last a little longer. We found out over the years that LED bulbs, they hold up better. They don't burn as much energy. They don't burn out as often. So we're kind of getting tired of messing with the old stuff and having to take from Peter to pay Paul to make some lights work and others not. And we had to short ourselves a couple lights this year just because we couldn't get enough to make work. So right now there's nothing for the city to do. I just wanted to give everybody an update. While we were out handing out calendars, I had someone from the town asked me about them and stuff, so I gave them an update. So I figured I'd let you guys know in case anybody asks or has questions, and it's on the minutes. So
sounds good.
Moving on, I talked with Jeremy a little bit about this. The public safety aid grant you guys received, and I don't know if Jeremy wants to take off from here and kind of explain what's going on.
Yeah, so basically on the December 26th, it's a one-time aid that the state did. So we received $24,812. So it's basically to be used for public safety. I sent you a link just to show you from Department of Revenue is what it can be used for.
Okay.
So, and it's pretty vague. It's violence prevention, intervention programs, community engagement, mental health crisis response, victim services, training programs, first responder wellness, equipment related to fire, rescue, and emergency, and then pay other personal or equipment costs. So kind of really equipment costs is probably where it'll fall in for us.
And with that being said, you know, it's up to the council where and when and how you guys want to spend it. I talked to Jeremy a little bit. Right now we're in the process of updating our air pack frames, and they run about $6,400 a piece. Just last year, we updated our frontline engine 12 with five new air pack frames, just with monies we had gambling, this and this and that. So we still need to do our heavy rescue 11, that gets six air pack frames, and then our second in line engine, we'll be looking at another four or five. So we're looking at 10, 11 air pack frames that we need to update within the next couple of years. That would be my biggest concern right now as far as spending money on stuff like that. It is a life safety deal when it comes to us going into fires. You know, these air pack frames aren't cheap for a reason. They're pretty integral for what we do. If we have to go even, you know, CO alarms or smell of gas in a house, or, you know, obviously fighting fire, we can't quite do it without it. And our air pack frames that we have now outside of the new ones are pushing 20, 25 years old. So they've seen.
I say use it for that. And
yeah.
I agree.
We're
expecting it to be a perfect home for it.
Yeah. If you guys are good with it, then like I said, I don't know of anything else right now that's pertinent to the fire department that we are absolutely looking at that, you know, this would fall under.
I would just put the money towards that.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like there's any objection from council. So I would just go ahead and work with chief.
Okay.
Work with staff and get as many as we can for the money that we have.
Mm-hmm. Sure thing. Okay. That's all I have for this evening, unless you guys have any questions, comments, concerns for me.
Council, anything for the chief?
Did they give you a cost on what the lights would cost to replace them?
Yeah, they did to, let's see here, to update everything. It was going to be right around $9,000. And I think Jeremy said in the account that the city manages like 5,700, something like that, 5,700. And I approached the Lions about, you know, some, all, and on the 15th, I'll find out for sure what they decide to do. And we'll go from there.
Cool.
Yeah, the board did is recommending to the general group to allocate the full amount so we can get everything done.
Right.
We couldn't approve it. The board couldn't approve it because it's over $1,000.
Right.
So the general's got to approve it. I would just be probably around 8 o'clock is probably when they'll get to that point.
Of the okay. Agenda. Perfect. We got training up here that night, so I'll be in and out or around, so I'll try and swing in around then.
Perfect.
All right. Anything else for me, guys?
Nothing here.
No.
All right.
Good to go.
Cool. Right. Have thanks, a good
Chief.
Night.
You too. Thanks, Chief.
All right. We'll move on then to old city business, the community hall canopy. As we know, it's been coming apart or
away. Pulling away.
I believe we have a few bids.
Yep. So one bid from the community hall entrance of $96.75 from Mike Tracy Construction, and then bid from Dan Elke for $8,055.
Council, any thoughts on that? We have, like, as it was reported to us, we have a bid for $8,055 and a bid for $96.75.
Dan Elke's done good work for us. So, yeah.
Yeah, no. It's a lot cheaper.
Yep, so make a motion to go with Dan Elke for the.
Do you maybe want to abstain?
Oh, yeah, maybe we should. Yeah, good point.
I make a motion for Dan Elke to do the canopy for $8,055.
Council Poplar, second it.
It's moving seconded to approve the canopy work to Dan Elke for $8,055. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzine, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, I abstain.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Now on to the community hall floors.
Yeah, so basically to what we talked about in the budget, putting one cleaning, buffing, and putting one coat on all the hall floors and then redoing the entryway. I don't know if you've ever been up there and see how it's just kind of cut straight off the entrance there. So we're going to kind of get that redone, staggered, so it looks like how it should and be done properly. So we got one proposal from Citywide for $94.84.75, and then another estimate from Compass for $52.65.
Folks, any questions for staff on the two bids?
Make a motion for Compass Hardwood Floors to do the City Hall for $52.65.
Second.
So we would second it to award the Community Hall Floors bid to Compass for $52.65. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Park bathrooms.
Yeah, so Jason's done a lot of footwork here in getting estimates and bids and to basically turn the bathrooms into men and women's ADA compliant for both. So kind of what we're looking at is probably a high with making them ADA of about $55,000. Like we've said, we've set away $28,000 for the park bathrooms and we have $20,000 for the community center we talked about. That we possibly could use. So we have about $48,000 set aside. I guess the main thing is here, now that we know kind of what it's going to cost us, do we want to move forward with this? I mean, do we want to look at this year or work it into the 2025 budget? You know, since we have about $48,000 that we could use, but we're looking at, you know, $55,000 on the high end. So we figure that's the high end. So I think the big thing now is just if we want to move forward with it.
I say we should.
Can we use the ship money?
We looked into that.
No go. I take
no
it.
No go. Yeah. We already went down that road.
I'm just worried about what prices are going to do. You wait a year, nothing's getting cheaper.
Right.
There is that. Now, you know, you wait a year and then now the high is 57.
Yeah.
We're not really any further ahead. And I mean, it's 7,000. I mean, we have, I don't know what funds we're allowed to open, but that's not.
Yeah. And we have about 115,000, I think, in the, you know, the city maintenance fund.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, monies can be pulled from there to get it all done.
Yeah. And for a project of this magnitude.
And it's needed.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very yeah. well needed.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a no brainer to push this forward. That we'll find the 7,000 we need.
We've talked about it how long, Chris?
A long
time.
I say go through with the project and figure out where we can get
the 70. And if we can do the conversion.
Yep.
Where we're not disturbing, you know, the footings or whatever, I think that's huge.
Yep.
I agree 100%. And I think Jason's going to do a lot. It's done a lot of legwork and going to do some of the work too. So, yeah.
I think it's a no-brainer just to get... Just get it done.
Agreed. Okay.
Sounds like there's no objection. Let's move forward.
Continue moving forward with it then. And
all right. Next item up is the grinder station rebuild.
Yeah. So we got a couple things with that to kind of kick off and go through it. So
just one thing I want to say is today me and Kurt, we were talking to Rob's and they were asking about the meter on the where it's going to be, if it's connected to it. And we emailed Dylan, I forgot to tell you that earlier, we emailed, he wasn't sure. And then also the generator hookup, you know,
yep,
and the interlock, he wasn't sure if that's on there, where quality, it is on there. So it might be a little more, but I don't think, I mean, for the $2,000 or $3,000, I mean, it ain't going to be
that big of a difference.
No. And then Rob's saying too, that they can put the meter on. Electricians can put the meter on too on their whatever. So
okay, so maybe we can look at that as the whatever the cost there is. But with Pump Works, it was $56,360, right?
Yeah,
and then Quality Flow was $58,560. And I think with Pump Works, you got bigger motors. Is that correct?
Yep, and there were.
One more horsepower.
Really? Yeah, they're 4 horsepower and Quality was 3 horsepower. I think. Yeah. When would this project start?
In spring, sometime. As soon as, because that Pump Works won't even pull the pumps out of there this last time to check them because it's terrible. So pretty much once, if it gets approved today, then I'll, or whatever, then I'll call Minnesota Pump Works and just tell them that as soon as I can, get it in.
Right.
This spring.
And so Minnesota Pump, oops, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you suggest a Minnesota Pump Works then?
That's what we were saying, because it's cheaper. That's what we use. We've never had a problem with them, so.
And they had the bigger motors?
Yep.
They had a larger.
They had 4 horsepower, yeah. Qualities, 3 horsepower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, which for there over there, I mean, it's way overkill anyway, but.
Oh, okay. So it's not really a.
And this was with the fiberglass.
Correct.
Yep. Council thoughts?
Yeah.
Otherwise, look for an approval of one of these two bids.
I make a motion to approve the grinder station upgrade or replacement to Minnesota Pump Works for a total of $56,360.
Second it.
So moved second it to award the grinder station rebuild to Pump Works for $56,360. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Balzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Next on the docket.
And then along with that, with the grinder station, one other thing we have is the... So it'll be basically the removal and install, right?
Removal and install, yep.
So the removal and install for the grinder station, then we got two estimates, one from Precision Utilities that came in at $31,200, and then we got one from Kennings for $20,000. So, I mean, I think it's kind of a no-brainer there. Kennings is quite cheap.
Yeah.
And they'll also haul away the old wet well.
Oh, nice.
Unless Jason wants it.
No, I do not want that part of it. I'll make a motion to go with Canyon Excavating for the removal and installation of the actual basin for $20,000.
Second it.
Moved seconded to award Henning removal and install of the basin for the lift station for $20,000. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Next, we have the gate valves.
Just to back up to the grinder real quick, I think what you just need to get yet then, just electrical.
Electric cement work.
And concrete, yep.
Yeah,
but I was kind of waiting for the bathrooms because then I'm going to have another concrete guy come in to get a price for everything at once. So that's why I was kind of waiting for that. And if ever a meeting, we can do that.
Good. Sounds good. All right. So what do we have? We have the gate valve repairs.
Yes. So then for replacing the gate valves at the lift station in the park, we got an estimate from Henning's for $27,000. And then Precision Utilities came in at $24,240.
Colts, any questions for staff?
I mean, from me and Jason's standpoint, we've had good luck with Henning's, but I mean, for almost $3,000 difference, we'd be willing to go with Precision Utilities on that.
Yeah.
And then we'll have an additional like $10,000 for Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, take the savings where we can get it.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve the bid for Precision Utilities for $24,240. For the gate valve replacement.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to award the gate valve replacement to Precision Utilities for $24,240. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Next up, Martha Stewart Stormwater Repairs.
Yeah, so there. Which again, these bids are way out there, but we got an estimate from Precision Utilities was $23,008.78. Hennings was $6,500.
Wow, that's, I mean, why are they so far apart on that?
We even discussed that, but that's what they said it would be, but. Yeah.
Oh, I'll make a motion to approve the bid from Henning Excavating for the Martha Street repairs for $6,500.
Second it.
So moving seconded to award the Martha Street water repairs to Henning Excavating for $6,500. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. All right, move on then to new city business. 679 Park Avenue appearance.
Okay, so I had a complaint from a neighbor if I would bring it forth to council about the appearance of the building at 679 Park Avenue. So if you get some time, you want to look at it and tell me if we want to pursue it. Basically, their complaint is they've done the roof, but they haven't done nothing with the siding. So I don't know if you want to look at the building for the next meeting and see if it's something we want to pursue through MinSpec and through our ordinance on building appearance.
Was the siding ever brought up before?
Is he the one adding the addition on right now?
It'd be the old car wash apartments.
Oh, well, sorry. I get everything.
Any questions, any thoughts? Okay. Otherwise, everybody can get a chance to go by it and we can direct staff to figure out if there is a violation of an ordinance or city code.
And what I'll do is I'll send you a copy of the city ordinance on appearance.
All right, and then we'll
address. Is there a specific area of the building that you're complaining about?
Just said the building as a whole.
All right. Well, we'll make a decision at the next council meeting on this. In the meantime, when Jeremy will send us the ordinance, take a look at it, and then
yeah,
drive by. Don't go on the property, just drive by.
Yep, exactly.
All right, so next item of new business, community hall down payment amount.
So right now, you know, we're at about 1,200 for non-residents, which is vast majority of our rentals. We only have a down payment of 150. One thing me and Jan have discussed, do we want to increase that?
What are you thinking? Like $200, $300?
Is that like if you cancel, then you keep that?
Right.
Do you have a lot of cancellations?
Ooh, yeah. Usually what they do is move the date. 90% of the time, if we have a cancellation, it's they move the date more so than we would have a cancellation.
So when they move the date, do we keep that amount, or do we just like we still leave it out there for them to get it back?
We still leave it out there.
Okay.
As the down payment.
As the down payment. Date. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the damage deposit?
400.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's 400.
How credible of a scenario was it, or have you run into this in the past where somebody moves a date and you would potentially turn down a rental because it was already taken?
You know, lately, no. Because I mean the rentals have been
pretty cool.
Been down years past, I think because of COVID, you know. So since 19 they kind of slow, but then now for next year they're back up again.
You may get for 250
or 300.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of
council
300.
Yeah, I don't think 300 is unreasonable.
No. And we're happy with, I mean, I know that we're not talking about this, but we're happy with the current damage deposit, pretty much a third of what we're asking, $400.
Yeah, now, right now, yeah, that's what it will be.
So look then for a motion to increase the...
I make a motion to increase the community hall down payment to $300.
Motion Poplar, second.
Moving seconded to increase the community hall down payment amount to $300. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
Jump into interpretation that depends on non-residents. We're not changing the right. Residents, correct? Just want to make
sure. Yeah, that's what it was.
I lied. Something got deleted off here. I did have on here. I don't know what happened. But we should, under new business too, street improvements. So I apologize for that. So I have in there the 2024 street improvement project too. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. But that's the one last thing I got for discussion tonight. If we want to move forward with doing Brad Street. So basically, you're looking at a cost of about, what was it? $39,800 for engineering fees. And then they estimate the street project roughly to be about $430. So we're looking at about $470,000 is that with engineers costs is what we have estimated. Kind of a timeline they've given, like tonight, would be to approve the supplemental letter agreement and the authorized project. And then they, in the March meeting, they would come and approve plans and specs.
Did we get the drill results back if there's enough gravel under there?
Well, that's the next thing I'll get to is if we want to move forward with it, then what they're recommending also is doing some core samples of the street to check the confirm the thickness of the bituminous, you know, on the gravel base. Because that'll give them a better idea of, you know, providing, you know, a good estimate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what were they saying that was going to be about $300, was it? Or it's the last page, I think.
I thought he said
me 300 an hour, yeah, and 300 two an hour. Hours max.
Yeah, $600
is $600.
What did we? I don't remember this from budget talks, but what were we anticipating this to be?
It was like 430, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought
428.
Yeah, 430 to 470.
Oh, we had
that. You know, and we're at about 430, but you know, we have the engineering fees that are 40 grand.
And maybe I've never been through a road project yet with the city, but so if we approve the engineering company's whatever bid, and then all of a sudden the core samples come back and this project now costs us 530 because we don't have enough gravel there. I mean, now are we stuck with the engineers on this? We're forced to do it, or how's that all?
No, because what we can do is we can reject the bid. You know, we can still go to the bid. We're going to need the plans because we're eventually going to need to do it anyways, right? So it's not like the engineer costs are going to be, you know, wasted. And then if we don't go through the project, it won't be that 40 grand because probably half of that 40 grand is for someone to oversee the project as it's going on.
Right.
But yeah, no, if we go to bids and the bids come in, we're like, whoa, we can just say no.
Right. But then, I mean, I'm just looking at it like, we're not, all of a sudden we say, whoa, you know, and we push it off another year. Is there a reinstatement fee from SEH that we got to pay them now? Because, you know, we paid 40 grand for the estimates and everything and the design, but then we waited the year and they're like, okay, well, here's another 5 grand to start this project again. How that typically works.
You know, there could be
right
that little bit of that uptick charge to update.
Right.
You know, and to do the advertisement and that, and then that's what, you know, that's where your extra cost is really going to come in, is that and the advertising, re-advertising it again.
Well, normally on these street projects, it's usually, they're usually under.
And they're usually high because they also will have a 10% contingency built in there. So when you figure a big project like that, you know, you're talking 40 grand,
right?
So I would hope that 40 grand would cover, like, you know what I mean? Right. If the core samples didn't come back and, you know.
It's not going to get any cheaper.
No,
it's not. Yeah, I'm
just asking a question.
Totally. Yep.
I mean, we have the money set aside. We've talked about it. The street is not great the way it is.
No, it's a pressing need for sure.
Might as well.
So what do you need from council then to move forward?
Just to approve the supplemental letter agreement and authorize the project for them to start plans and specs.
I make a motion to approve the supplemental letter agreement and authorize SEH to move forward with plans and specs on the Brad Street project.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the letter and move the project forward for SCH for the Brad Street project. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Poplar.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Let's get her done.
Great.
All right. That's all we have, right?
That's all we have, yeah.
Move on to city council reports then. Councilman Polzin.
Well, one thing that I've been brought up by a couple of people is regarding the house being built next door to the bar. Nothing with the house itself, but the sidewalk has been cleaned now by multiple different people in the city, so people can walk on it. And the construction companies continue to pile stuff on the spot between the grass and the curb and the sidewalk is. And I don't know if that's allowed. People have brought it up to me that they'll pile rafters there, they'll pile siding there, and then no one can use the sidewalk.
I will send something to the general contractor about keeping the sidewalk clear.
Right. And that was the biggest thing is people are like, oh, you know, whether they're going to the bar or not, they're just walking on the sidewalk. Now
no, that should be
the street around the cars.
Can I move the siding or no? Or if you want to talk to him and ask him if it's all right if I do.
I'll ask them to do it.
Because I don't want to do something and then
wreck it. Right. Exactly.
Right. That was one of the biggest things. And then the other thing is just, I've heard from multiple people, and for the parks thing, I guess, just from other people that there's a at least one or two people, for sure one, we know who you are, who's just letting their dog just poop in the park, multiple dogs, and not picking them up. And they've made other comments like it's not their job to pick it up. So there is a fine for that, I'm pretty sure. It's stated pretty clearly in the park. So please pick up your dog poop, because there's other people that are getting accused of it in town and it's not them. And so it's starting to irritate several people. I'm not one of them, but just saying, I've heard.
Also, you know, if you can relay, like we try to, because you know, a lot of these things happen after hours when we're not in. Have them call to send a CSO out. Catch these people in the act if possible. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if he's 20 minutes away, the dog's done and gone.
Right.
You know.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
really, all the taxpayers are paying for that CSO. So.
Right.
I mean, or call us. We'll call a CSO.
Or if it's in the park, see what time it is.
Yeah.
So we have cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have time, we can see, and then we have proof.
Right. So yeah, that was just the two things that people brought up to me around the holidays here the last couple of weeks. So
poop bags are pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Simple things. Just pick up your dog. I don't know.
Get you your Walmart bags.
Yeah.
Right.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
The only thing they have is, we will be doing a newsletter, so if anybody has anything that they want to get into the newsletter, get it to City Hall tomorrow or the next day. Yeah, well, I'll mention something too in my verbiage of it for the stuff and that. And then, I don't even know, what is the first Monday of the month next month?
Fifth.
So I'll be back on that Monday for Mayor's In Time then. This last Monday, I just moved it to Tuesday because of New Year's Eve and that kind of thing. So that's all I have.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Councilor second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting for January 9th, 2024. All in favor?
Councilor Poplar, aye.
Councilman Polzin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for January 9th, 2024. Is adjourned at 19:38.